Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. We have Jenny, Marie, Daniel, Kirby, and myself chairing. Looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is?
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? None, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. I want to make a last-minute announcement that today is the last day for the Budget Management Control Law public hearing comments. They'll be submitted before 4:30. Just an announcement I wanted to make. Now we're looking for a motion to approve the January 19th, 2022 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Business Committee for consideration.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Current business, furlough law amendments.
Good morning. This item starts on page 4 of the packet. The LOC added this item to the active files list on October 7th, 2020 to incorporate Indian preference into the nation's furlough program and provide clarity regarding certain processes within the law that were flagged for analysis following the recent furlough program that was implemented in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The nation's furlough policy was originally adopted on November 10th, 2015 through Resolution BC 1110-15B to establish a process for initiating and implementing a furlough program for employees of the United Nation. This will be the first time that the law has been amended since its adoption in 2015. Thus, along with the more substantive changes that I will be highlighting with you shortly, the law was updated to reflect the nation's current legislative practices and customs that are less substantive in nature, such as replacing the word tribe with nation, referring to the law, as opposed to a policy, and reformatting portions of the law to comply with the requirements of the Legislative Procedures Act. Once added to the active files list, the Legislative Reference Office created a work group made up of representatives from areas within the nation that are, or upon amendment, will be responsible for administering the law and or most impacted by changes to the law. The areas that were referenced were the Human Resources Department, Retail, Gaming, and Employee Relations. The Legislative Reference Office met with the work group on 4 separate occasions to collect input and suggestions regarding possible amendments to the law. The Legislative Reference Office also met with the Legislative Operating Committee on 11 separate occasions to address the concerns/changes that prompted it to add the law to the active files list in the first place, to discuss the information collected from the work group, and to have the LOC make policy decisions in response thereto. The resolution, which starts on page 11 of the packet, adopts amendments to this law, the more substantive changes of which I will highlight at this time, beginning with that Indian preference will now be applied to determine the order for placing employees in furlough status and recalling them back to work, with preference being afforded in the following order, beginning with the most preferred categories of employees. First, enrolled members of the United Nation. Second, Oneida citizens eligible for enrollment in the United Nation. Third, documented first-generation Oneida descendants. Fourth, Indians defined as any person other than an Oneida citizen who is a citizen of a federally recognized Indian tribe other than the United Nation. And fifth, non-Indians. For purposes of clarity and to ensure consistent application, the following definition for Oneida citizen was added to the law to mean those persons who are enrolled members of the nation, eligible for enrollment in the nation, or documented first-generation Oneida descendants. Thus, the first 3 preference categories, meaning the group of employees given the highest degree of preference, are reserved for Oneida citizens. The amendments also incorporate priorities to be used after applying Indian preference when deciding order of placement, as well as the recall order of employees in the same preference level that remain. Those priorities from highest to least prioritized are seniority, veteran status, and performance, with performance being assessed based on the most recent evaluation that exists on the date that the Oneida Business Committee adopts the furlough triggering resolution. Amendments were made to the law to update the process for initiating and implementing a furlough program, and a new provision was added for the nation to prepare for a furlough program before it is even initiated, which includes, in part, that within a reasonable time after the amendments go into effect, all direct report level positions or their authorized designees are required to submit a furlough implementation plan using a standard template created by the Human Resources Department that is aimed at eliciting in advance information which will allow the nation to implement a furlough program in as efficient and consistent a manner as possible under the circumstances. It also includes a set process for one in how a furlough program may be initiated, including a requirement that the United Business Committee consider alternative options before such initiation and a list of certain activities that are prohibited during a furlough program. It includes a set process for how a furlough program will be implemented once initiated by resolution of the United Business Committee, and it assigns responsibilities for carrying out a furlough program in accordance with the law. With the amendments, the law will now also require that a furlough program be implemented as either an emergency or administrative program and be carried out in accordance with such characterization. In addition, the law will allow the United Business Committee to establish an ad hoc committee made up of employees of the nation appointed by the United Business Committee to assist in the implementation of a furlough program, which may include, if requested by the United Business Committee, assisting with the classification of critical positions and deciding which departments and positions will be subject to the furlough program at issue. And last, the amendments will add more notice and due process protections to the law by including specific notice requirements for the placement and recall of employees subject to a furlough program, requiring the Human Resources Department to add training on Indian preference to its mandatory employee orientation program so that incoming employees have a better understanding of where they stand in the event of a furlough program, requiring direct report level positions and supervisors who will be responsible for implementing a furlough program within their respective department and division to undergo training on the application of this law every 2 years. And last, it broadens the scope of claims that an employee placed in furlough status can bring on appeal from only claims that placement was based on disciplinary reasons to claims that a furlough program was implemented in violation of the law. On page 31 of your packet, you will see the red line version of the draft that reflects all the changes that are made from the current version that is in effect today. Following that, you will see a clean version of the law, which, if adopted, is how it will look when it goes into effect. A public meeting for the proposed amendments to the law was not held due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but a public comment period for the submission of written comments was held open. On March 12, 2020, Chairman Tahasi Hill signed a declaration of public health state of emergency regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, which declared a public health state of emergency for the nation until April 12, 2020, and set into place the necessary authority for action to be taken and allows the nation to seek reimbursement of emergency management actions that may result in unexpected expenses. The public health state of emergency has since been extended until March 22, 2022, by the United Business Committee through the adoption of the resolutions that are listed within the adoption packet. On March 27, 2020, the nation's COVID-19 core decision-making team issued a suspension of public meetings under the Legislative Procedures Act declaration, which suspended the Legislative Procedure Act's requirement to hold a public meeting during the public comment period, but allows members of the community to still participate in the legislative process by submitting written comments, questions, data, or input on proposed legislation to the Legislative Operating Committee via email during the public comment period. On August 3rd, 2021, the United Business Committee adopted Resolution BC 0803-21A, titled Setting Public Gathering Guidelines During Public Health State of Emergency COVID-19, which provides that indoor and outdoor events shall be canceled when the infection rates within Brown or Outagamie counties exceed low, as identified by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Both Brown and Outagamie counties were and continue to be experiencing high rates of COVID infections. So although a public meeting was not held on the proposed amendments to the law, a public comment period was still held open until November 11, 2021, in accordance with Resolution BC 0803-21A and the Legislative Procedure Act, as modified by the COVID-19 core decision-making team's suspension of public meeting under the Legislative Procedure Act declaration. No public comments were received during this public comment period. On page 17 of your packet, you will find the SOE for the amendments to the furlough law, which finds no conflicts between the proposed draft and other laws of the nation. Following that, on page 58, You will see that there is a fiscal impact statement that was provided by the Finance Department. A fiscal impact statement must be completed and submitted to the Legislative Operating Committee prior to the law being forwarded to the United Business Committee for consideration. The fiscal impact statement provides the United Business Committee information on what the potential adoption of the proposed legislation will cost the nation so that the United Business Committee can determine if adoption of the legislation is in the best interest of the nation. You will see that the fiscal impact statement has an inclusion of indeterminate. At this time, the law is now ready, pursuant to the Legislative Procedures Act, to be forwarded on for adoption by the United Business Committee. So at this time, I would be looking for a motion to approve the furlough law amendments adoption packet and to forward it to the United Business Committee for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Kirby?
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the amendments to the furlough law. And I think one of the main things that I recall going through this whole process was the Indian preference part that was not followed. And I think it was really to clarify that when we go into that status, the Indian preference, in this whole process, to me, that's the main thing that stuck out in the whole process. Just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, Kirby. Any other comments, questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to administrative updates, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 61 of your packet. We have the LOC's FY22 first quarter report, which looks at the efforts and accomplishments of the LOC from October 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021. So the first quarter report includes information on the LOC's actions on legislative requests, legislative accomplishments, administrative accomplishments, legislative highlights, LOC meetings, goals for the FY22 second quarter, information on the Legislative Reference Office, and contact information for the LOC. So on the first page of the report, you'll see a chart that illustrates everything on the LOC's active files list, and this shows the progress of each legislative item. So this chart demonstrates at what stage in the legislative process each item is at. So this is helpful and provides a lot of information very quickly when you look at it. So then LOC action on legislative requests. During the first quarter, the LOC added three legislative items to its active files list: the Elder Assistance Program Law, the Tribal Sovereignty and Data Research Law, and the Oneida Nation Arts Board's bylaws amendments. The LOC denied zero requests during the first quarter. Legislative accomplishments. So the report then highlights the LOC's legislative accomplishments during the first quarter. So first, the LOC extended the emergency amendments to the Pardon and Forgiveness Law for an additional 6-month period. So the purpose of the Pardon and Forgiveness Law is to provide a fair, efficient, and formal process by which an individual may receive a pardon or forgiveness from the nation. So emergency amendments to this law were originally sought to address the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic had on the ability of the Pardon and Forgiveness Screening Committee to process as well as conduct hearings on applications for a pardon. So the emergency amendments to this law added an option for the Pardon and Forgiveness Screening Committee to conduct its hearings virtually when it deems necessary. So the emergency amendments to the Pardon and Forgiveness Law will now expire on April 28th, 2022. The emergency amendments to the Oneida Nation Gaming Ordinance were extended for an additional 6-month period. So emergency amendments to ONGO were sought to protect the nation against exposure to litigation or legal claims relating to ONGO's placement of the Gaming Security Department within the nation's organizational structure. Specifically, the emergency amendments removed an avenue for potential liability that had been raised with respect to security being placed within the Oneida Police Department. So the emergency amendments to ONGO reassigned security to the Oneida Business Committee to expeditiously dispose of any legal risks associated with the current placement. So the emergency amendments to ONGO will now expire on May 12, 2022. The emergency amendments to the Budget Management Control Law were extended for an additional 6-month period. So the Budget Management Control Law sets forth the requirements to be followed by the Business Committee and the Oneida Fund Units when preparing the budget to be presented to the General Tribal Council for approval. Emergency amendments were sought to address the nation's noncompliance with the budget development process and deadlines contained in the law. So these emergency amendments removed much of the details of the budget process and the requirements in the deadlines, and instead provided that the treasurer shall develop the necessary guidelines and procedures, including the specific deadlines for the nation's budget development process that would be reviewed and approved by the business committee. So the emergency amendments to the budget management control law will now expire on May 12, 2022. Emergency amendments to the Oneida Personnel Policies and Procedures were sought during the first quarter to improve the nation's hiring capacity and service delivery in the tight labor markets that have resulted from COVID-19. So the Oneida Business Committee adopted the emergency amendments to the Oneida Personnel Policies and Procedures on November 24, 2021 through the adoption of Resolution BC 11-2421A. So the emergency amendments to the Oneida Personnel Policies and Procedures will expire on May 24th, 2021. The Oneida General Welfare Law was adopted by the Business Committee on a permanent basis on December 8th. Previously, the Oneida General Welfare Law was adopted under emergency status. So the Oneida General Welfare Law governs how the nation provides assistance on a non-taxable basis to eligible tribal members through approved programs that promote the general welfare of the nation, including programs designed to enhance the promotion of health, education, self-sufficiency, self-determination, and the maintenance of culture and tradition, entrepreneurship, and employment. So during the first quarter, the early return to work law emergency amendments, the election law emergency amendments, and the Oneida Workers' Compensation Law emergency amendments all expired. So under administrative accomplishments, the report demonstrates that the LOC assisted with the adoption and the repeal of the leasing law rule number 5, tribal housing reacquisition of individual fee and trust title. For legislative highlights, the legislative highlight sections of the report provide short summaries of how the LOC spent its time during the first quarter and work it prioritized. So during this quarter, you'll see that the LOC worked on the budget management and control law amendments, the furlough law amendments, law enforcement ordinance amendments, layoff policy amendments, local land use regulation reimbursement policy repeal, Oneida General Welfare Law, Oneida Nation Gaming Ordinance amendments, Oneida Personnel Policies and Procedures emergency amendments, pardon and forgiveness law emergency amendments, and the Tribal Sovereignty and Data Research Law. So this section provides information on the number of work meetings that were held during the first quarter for each above mentioned legislative item, as well as any noteworthy progress through the legislative process for each item. So for LOC meetings, the LOC held 6 regular meetings during the first quarter. So due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the nation's public health state of emergency, the LOC meetings have been closed to the public during the FY22 first quarter in compliance with the Oneida Business Committee Resolution BC 12-821B, updating public gathering guidelines during public health state of emergency. So although the LOC meetings have been closed to the public, employees of the nation are provided the opportunity to attend LOC meetings through Microsoft Teams. Audio recordings of the LOC meetings are made available on the nation's website after the meeting concludes. Any non-employee who would like to access the LOC meeting through Microsoft Teams is allowed to provide their contact information by the close of business the day before an LOC meeting in order to receive the link. Additionally, any individual who has any comments or questions that they would like to share on open session items for LOC meetings can submit their comments or questions to the LOC no later than the close of business the day prior to the meeting. And then any comments or questions that are received are noticed to the LOC. So then goals for the FY22 second quarter. So during the second quarter, the LOC will focus its legislative efforts on the following items. So their continued response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the adoption of the budget management control law, the adoption of the furlough law, the development of permanent amendments to the Oneida Nation Gaming Ordinance, the development of the wellness court law, and the development of the Oneida Elder Assistance Program law. So then this report closes with the contact information for the LOC as a whole, as well as the individual contact information for each LOC member. So that's a summary of the LOC's FY22 second quarter report. We're now looking for a motion from the LOC to approve the LOC FY22 first quarter report and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Kirby.
Discussion, Clarissa, on page 4 of 9, the second paragraph from the bottom. It says to expire May 24th, 2021. Was that supposed to be 2022?
You're correct. That should be 2022.
So I guess that I would request the motioners to just to accept that correction.
The motioner and a seconder agreed to make that change?
Yes.
Murray?
I think there's also one on the next page in the first paragraph. It says February 12th, 2021. Is that correct? Should it be 22?
Nope, that one's not a mistake. That kind of just provides background information on the various emergency amendments that were made to adopt the Oneida General Welfare Law. So the original adoption of the Oneida General Welfare Law was set to expire on February 12th, 2021. The next paragraph goes over the emergency amendments that were adopted since that date.
Okay, sounds good. I concur with the amendment.
Okay, motioner, first and seconder concurs. Any other questions or comments? None, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. I just want to make the motion, an announcement, one more announcement for the budget management control law. At close of day 4:30 will be the last comments that will be accepted. Just wanted to put that out there. Thank you. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Or motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel at 9:21 a.m. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everybody.